What is up, Taste Buds, and welcome to the very first official episode of the Acquired Taste Podcast. I know it's been a long time coming, and I'm sorry to keep y'all waiting, but man, do we have an episode for y'all, and I am so excited. Notice how I said we. Yes, I have a guest with me on the podcast today.
Hello, hello, hello.
There she is. I'm not going to introduce her. I'm going to let her introduce herself. But I'm excited to have her on the show with me. And we are going to talk about a lot of stuff. But before I let her introduce herself, I'm going to welcome you all to the very first episode, the very first official episode of the Acquired Taste Podcast. If you don't know me, I am Milton J. That is my Instagram, my Twitter handle. And yeah, those are the only social medias that I'm really on like that when I am on social media. So at I am Milton J, that's how you can reach me. I started this podcast because I wanted to have meaningful dialogue with people who, you know, either have the same opinion as me or who have different opinions as me, because everybody deserves to be heard, no matter, you know, what the situation no matter what the situation may be, everybody deserves to be heard. This is an all-inclusive space. We do not discriminate in this space. We do not, listen, we're not gonna judge you. This is a no judgment zone. But if you come in here with that BS, listen, don't be afraid to get called out about it, because it's just the type of space that we, you know, we here to, you know, make each other better. We here to exchange dialogue and make each other better, and, you know, just have that open space for conversation. So that is why I started this podcast, and it is rightfully named the Acquired Taste Podcast, because this is a podcast that is for everybody, but not for everybody. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, hey, you might come back again and find something you like. But without further ado, I am going to allow my guest to introduce herself at this time.
Hello, hello, everybody. My name is Robin, other known as Relevant Robin on platforms such as Instagram. I'm not that active on Twitter, but you guys will start seeing me more active on there once I reactivate my account, and we can go from there. Other than that, just follow me on Instagram, and I promise I'll follow back and be as interactive as I can. Just follow me. I got y'all.
So what you been up to, Robin? Like, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What's going on in your
life? Okay, well, right now I am a future college graduate. I graduate in a couple weeks on the 22nd, so I'm hella excited for that. Currently, I'm an ambassador at Amazon. So I've been working the night shift and having my school schedule, my work schedule combined in one. So it's been pretty hectic. You know, I'm not gonna lie, it's been a lot going on at once, but with just the ease of just chilling and speaking to my friends about current issues, that's been alleviating some of my stress, just because I love some talking. I love talking and drinking. So a mix of both. Babe, we good. We good over here. And shopping.
Okay, come on. Busy. Busy black woman, busy black scholar. What else? Just many names.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Busy black woman scholar. Come on, future college graduate, Amazon ambassador, talker, drinker. What else?
Model on the side too. Hit me up.
All right.
Chef on the weekends. What? You know.
Hold on, chef. We got a chef in the building. Hold on. Because, you know, I do a little cooking too.
Is that right?
So, yeah, that's right. So, we might have to do a little cooking episode.
Okay, you know, I like this.
We might have to make it happen, but I am not going to hold y'all long. We are about to have a brief break, and we will be back with our very first topic of the show. So stay tuned, and we will be back after this brief break. All right, and we are back. Thank y'all for staying with us. If you're still with us, I know the break wasn't that long, but hey, it was still a break nonetheless. And we are about to get into our first topic of the day. If you have not seen the title of this podcast, it's Where the Love At? Where the Love At?
Where's it at?
So our first topic, we are going to be talking about relationships and what comes with relationships. More specifically, where the love at? Because if you have been in tune with social media, you might have seen, if you are following the Shade Room or, you know, any of those media, other media outlets, you know, that follows closely, you know, with pop icons, celebrities, and rap artists alike, you would have seen a post from one famous city girl, Young Miami, and she said this. She said, if you're in a relationship, spending your own money and on majority of everything, you should be single. So Robin, taste buds, how you feel about that? What you think about that?
So after reading her post, I kind of looked at it at two different ways. So from a male perspective and as a woman like myself's perspective. So from a male perspective, I'm pretty sure a lot of fellas agree with me on this. You're in another relationship with a person, a woman, or whoever your partner may be. And you're spending all of your money on this person. Because that's what a lot of gentlemen do. That's what a lot of fellas do. That's what they were kind of raised to think. They were raised to kind of provide for the woman or provide for their partner or family, whatever the case may be. But with her post, that's making it seem like they should be single. From a woman's perspective, and I'm gonna say this from a city girl's perspective as well, we shouldn't be, I don't wanna say we because I don't fit in this, but they should not be spending their money that should be solely on the man. Now, if we think about the way Young Miami's lifestyle is set up, she's bringing out millions every other week, every other month, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And so from her point of view, that's who she's around. Men that's out here bringing millions or whatever their salary may be. Not regular guys that's out here working 9-to-5s or whatever the case may be. So she's saying, I'm making my millions and you making your millions. I'm the woman. You should be spending your money on me.
Yeah.
I don't see that as a realistic lifestyle for people like us that work, that clock in, that work 9-to-5s, that go to school, that do other things besides make music and make millions. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
I just don't see that being very realistic for somebody like myself to say something like that. But, you know, there are men out here, out in the streets, you know, that really feel like they feel as though they can spend their money on their woman or their partner, and that's an obligation that they're willing to fulfill. There are a lot of cases where these men are disrespectful. They're cheating. It's not just all, you know, sunshine and flowers. The woman sits back, looks pretty, and the guy's just over here putting their money into their pockets or paying off their bills or getting their hair done, nails done, whatever the case may be, without there being some sort of, you know, cheating, abuse, I don't want to say that, or disrespect. Like, it's very rare to meet a genuine man that's fulfilling all of those needs. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. You talking your shit right now.
That's how I'm feeling. Because, child, if I met a man like that, they want to pay for all my stuff, but yet still be genuine, you know, bless me for whatever the Lord may give me. But it's just like, I don't look for that kind of thing. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. What you think about that?
So, I'm not gonna say I completely disagree with what she said, because I like you said, like, when you look at it from different perspectives, you really can't tell, unless I would go to ask her to, you know, ask her for an explanation, like what she meant behind that. Like, I really wouldn't I can't concretely say, you know, that I agree or disagree. But what I can say is, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, spend your own money and on a majority of everything, like on a majority of everything. And like you have a partner, I do feel like, you know, I do feel like you need to reassess, you know, the relationship that you're in. However, if that is the foundation that like you're building your relationship on, then I feel like the relationship isn't genuine. And this is why. Because for me, if I am looking, or if I am, you know, dating, or, you know, in a relationship, or whatever the case may be, if I am romantically involved with someone, the first thing I am looking at, well, obviously the first thing that you look at is, you know, how they look. Physical attraction is the first thing that you see when you become interested in the person. But I'm automatically looking at what type of person you are. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. What is your character like? Like, how do you think? Because if I go from what you look like to what you have, then I feel like the relationship isn't genuine, because then I'm going into the relationship asking myself, what can you do for me?
Right.
Like from a tangible sense, like, what can you do for me? Like, can you buy me this? Can you, if I wanted this, could you be able to do this? And this is coming from like a tangible perspective. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, like, if I'm having a bad day, like, how can you make me feel good, or vice versa? You know what I'm saying? Like, and everything in a relationship doesn't have to involve money. And I think because we are on, you know, social media, and we follow these people who have millions and millions of dollars, and, you know, we sort of look up to them in a sense, it sort of gives us this false narrative of how we should be living, but we're not being cognizant that they're living according to their means, so we in turn need to live according to ours as well.
Right.
And then, like, when you look at, you know, a lot of situations with celebrities, like, a lot of their relationships are based on the money that they have, because mm-hmm. when you see celebrities, they're only with other celebrities.
That's a fact.
And when you see in social media and in the news and on the tabloids, it's all, oh, this person bought this person this gift, this person bought this person this gift. And it's like, okay, but like, what else? And if that's all we're consuming on social media, then we in turn are like trying to mimic that. Like, okay, if they can get, you know, Bentley trucks and all this, then I deserve the same thing too. But like, you know, we punching 9 to 5s, not even making, you know, fractions of what they're making. So then in turn, you know, you got people, you know, busting their ass to work, you know, 2 and 3 jobs to just be able to accommodate this lifestyle for a person that probably wouldn't even give a damn about them if they didn't have this stuff in the first place. That's why I'm saying, when you're in a relationship, I feel like the intangibles should be the foundation of a relationship first. You know, are you trustworthy? Like, can I trust you with my feelings? Can I trust you, you know, not to break my heart? You know, can I trust you with sensitive information that I probably haven't even told, you know, somebody? Because for me, like, when I'm dating her and I'm in a relationship, I think long term.
Right.
I really don't. I'm not a person that likes to waste a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
valuable.
I don't. Yeah, time. Like, you. Listen, you can lose money, you can make it right back. You cannot make time back. Like, right. we are already on borrowed time. So you gotta make the most of it. Now, I will say, if that's how you wanna live, if you want somebody that's gonna cash you out, ladies, if you want a nigga that's gonna swipe them visas, fellas, if you want a girl, you know, that's gonna spoil you, then, you know, so be it, to each their own. But what I'm saying is like, I just personally, I don't feel like that should be a foundation of a relationship. That is an incentive, because once I can trust you, once I know that I can love you unconditionally, once I know that you're not going to leave my side, and this is a fact for any real man out there and any real woman who has ever been in a real relationship. If I can trust you, if you're loyal, and if I know that I can love you unconditionally, and that same love is going to be returned, I am willing to do whatever, and vice versa, because security, there are more ways to be secure than just, you know, the money that I have, or, you know, how much stuff I can pay for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like how you brought up the word security. I feel like a lot of people are insecure. So therefore, whenever it comes to certain things, you bring up a lot of points, because when you brought up the whole talk about how these celebrities are out here bringing Bentleys and tangible items to the relationship on their platform, us as viewers make it seem like that's what a relationship should be built on. Like, I feel like a lot of us millennials that have Instagram or social medias that follow these stars, they feel as though it's an aesthetic to just have the relationship built up on tangible things. Like, there's a lot of women out there that would rather show off their Bentley or their Birkin bag or the purse or the watch or whatever the man bought them, but they're not that open to talk about what's going on deeply in the relationship. I don't know. I'd rather keep the tangible things to myself and express the love that I'm feeling for my man if I ever did that on social media. You get what I'm saying? I'd rather have a genuine man than a genuine bag in my hand. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I don't see why, you know, I blame it on the celebrities. I don't even want to say blame it, because that's their lifestyle. But we are so brainwashed to think that, oh, him buying her a car, or him buying her a purse, that's love. But of course, later on in life, or whatever the case may be, we do see further examples that love was not 100% genuine. Because look at what's happening now. There's a divorce. They broke up. There was XYZ happening in the relationship. So I feel as though before we show off whatever tangible item we have, we really need to question ourselves and think, hey, does this person really love me? Does this person really respect me? Am I fulfilling everything, vice versa, that this person is wanting to do? Do I support them? I just feel as though, like I said, relationships is built off of a physical aesthetic. People aren't looking deeper into that, and that's where the issue comes in, and that's why there are so many unhappy people in relationships.
Yeah, and like so, like when you brought up the whole, you know, aesthetic thing, like, obviously, I mean, if you've been keeping up with you know, social media and stuff, like, I don't want to name drop. Well, I already name dropped.
We did,
yeah. Yes, I already name dropped Young Miami, so I might as well, you know, just keep the vibe going. Mm-hmm. But like with the whole, you know, Quavo and Saweetie situation, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, they so cute. You know, they were dating for, you know, 3 years, or whatever. And, you know, it's like, oh, they got each other these gifts, and, you know, they did that, and, you know, they went on GQ and, you know, they answered the questions about each other or whatever, you know, which was cute as well. But it's like, behind the scenes, it was a totally different story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's crazy, because, like, it's like we can admire these people and, you know, we can want to, you know, follow. We can say, you know, there are relationship goals, but at the end of the day, they're only allowing us to see what they want us to see. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So then we're like, when everything hits the fan, and, you know, and then the mess gets scattered, and then, you know, we get videos, elevator videos from TMZ about, you know, what's really going on, and then everybody's, you know, airing their dirty laundry out on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody, you know, they calling up, you know, the repo man to go get the Bentleys back and what have you. Then, you know, we on social media like, no, oh my God.
Like, literally, seriously, the comments had me crazy. I was like, wow.
Because it's like, you know, we have this, like, they paint this picture of, you know, this perfect no, I'm not going to say they paint the picture. We as consumers of this media, we take it as, oh, they're so cute together. You know, they're this, you know, picture perfect couple.
We assume.
Yeah, we assume that, like, these are the things that, you know, you need to make a relationship work. Now, I'm not going to say, you know, the relationship is going to work with no money, because, I mean, nothing works with no money.
Right.
But that should not be, you know, the foundation of what a relationship should be. You should, you know, find someone who is going to love you unconditionally, who is going to, you know, be by your side. I'm not going to say no matter what, because there are certain situations in which if it does get out of hand, you need to leave. But, like, if you have a solid, genuine person and you are willing to, you know, stick with that person through whatever, then I feel like the relationship would be able to work, you know, regardless of, you know, how much money they may or may not have. Because if you're solely basing the relationship off of, you know, who has the money or who's spending on who, then it's no longer a relationship. Like, it's a business.
It's a business, right? Right. But let me ask you this question. How soon do you think the conversation of money should be brought into a relationship that is not a marriage? If you get what I'm saying? How soon should the talk of, I don't even want to say gifts, because that's personal, but how soon should just the talk of money that could be split between two partners, how soon should that be? How soon should that conversation start?
Are you talking about, like, as far as, like, you know, sharing money, or how they feel like they should, like, or what type of gifts, you know, they feel like they should receive?
I say sharing money, because gifts, I think, is personal. You can decide whether or not you want to give so-and-so a purse or a watch or whatever he or she may want. But
yeah,
when it comes to, okay, let's say bills, let's say we've been dating for 5 years and we're thinking about dating, or my bad, we thinking about moving into the same household or sharing things with your last name or my last name, how soon do you think that should be? Could it be years? Months? What do you think? Does it just depend?
I personally say, like, when you're in a relationship, I feel like if you know that person well enough to have that conversation, however soon or however late it may be, I say do that to like your own discretion, because there are some people who are perfectly fine, you know, with splitting bills. And, you know, who can, you know, whether it be 50-50 or 60-40 or 70-30 or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some where, you know, that's a non-negotiable, like, you need to pay for everything. You know, you're supposed to be the provider. You're supposed to be this, that, and the third. What I will say, though, and, like, I don't want to have to, you know, bring, like, I'm not even gonna say religious, but, like, from a moral standpoint, mm-hmm, from the way that I was raised and the way that my morals were built upon, when you're married, you become one.
Right. I agree.
So it's like, when you take those vows, you know, it's like, for richer or for poor, in sickness and in health, you know, it is, like, those are not just words. Like, that is literally a vow you make to that person. Like, hey, like, I'm committing my life to you. This is my life and this is your life. We're no longer two separate, but we're an equal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, at that point, like, you know, men were assigned to be providers.
Mm-hmm.
Does that necessarily mean that it was meant in a solely financial sense? I doubt it.
Because, I doubt it as well.
Yeah, you know, because, like, I mean, their currency, you know, they probably, you know, was trading goats and stuff. You know,
yeah.
You know, they didn't have, like, electric bills and, you know, mortgages to pay and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, their form of providing was, you know, putting food on the table. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that as the head of the household, your family had everything they needed to sustain that unit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when when God took, you know, the rib from Adam and he said, you know, this is Eve, this is woman, you know, he created her to be the helper.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, if they're not necessarily, you know, saying like, okay, whatever he can't do, you know, I'll take over, but whatever he's, you know, visibly struggling with, I'll do my best to assist him to make sure he's not struggling as much, if he's even struggling at all. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Completely understand.
But as a provider, I personally feel like as a provider, if a man is fully capable, then he should.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said before, if I love you, I can trust you, I know you're never going to leave me. And this is a fact. Women love security.
That's not even
solely talking about financial security. Women love to feel safe. Women love to feel secure. They love knowing that, hey, if something goes wrong, this is the person that I can call without a shadow of a doubt. I know that they'll be there. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, makes complete sense.
If as a man,
I know I want that.
Right, and as a man, if I promise you, all my fellas out there listening. If you make sure that your woman is taken care of, and this is not just financially, this can be, you know, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, what have you. If you make sure that your woman is taken care of, if she is, same thing. If you make sure that your man is taken care of, you know, mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and even financially in some cases, I promise you they will do whatever in return without you having to ask. Because it's not a business. The love is genuine there. Like it's literally like fitting a hand to a glove. It's a perfect fit. So like I really like, as far as your question goes, like, I mean, I would leave that up to the relationships, the people who are in that relationship. I would leave that up to their discretion. But that definitely is a conversation to be had, just to make sure that y'all are on the same page. Because you would hate to have to date somebody for that long of a time, for that period of a time, and then you get to the point to where it's like, hey, I think, you know, maybe we should move in together. Or, I mean, if that's y'all thing, if y'all want to wait till marriage, move in together, or so forth. But, you know, when you get to that point, it would suck for you to be like, hey, I think we should move in together, you know, or go half. And then he or she is like, half?
Huh? Right.
Like, that would suck. But yeah, like, I feel like it, if I had to put a timetable on it, I would say after, because I doubt, you know, people are, you know, I doubt, you know, people are going to date for like, you know, 5 or 6 months and be like, hey, we should move in together. But
right.
I feel like after the first year and a half, I feel like if I had to put a timetable on it, I feel like that's when the discussion should be had.
I think that's appropriate. I agree. I completely agree.
But yeah, like, I mean, it's like I said, like, as far as, you know, Miami's comments go, like, if you're in a relationship and you're spending your own money, I mean, if you work, I mean, money is made to be spent. Like, when you die, your money's literally going to go to somebody else. And if you don't have it going to somebody else, it's literally just going to
sit. It's going to go back in the system.
Yeah, right. So it's like, what are you going to do with it anyway?
Exactly. Like, no, everyone is entitled to their own lifestyles and the way that they live. Just make sure you are genuinely happy with yourself and make sure you can fulfill what you have for someone else to support them and make sure that they feel loved, supported, and genuine as well. Yeah. That's the key takeaway for all that.
That is also big. That is also big, like what you just said as well. Because mm-hmm. I feel like this is just me personally. If you're going to ask for something of someone else, make sure you yourself can provide that thing.
Say the words. Say it again.
Like,
say it again.
Say it again. What, like, because, you know, people be like, oh, the person I'm with, you know, they got to have a job. They got to have a car. They got to do
this. Standards.
And they don't even have half that. shit. Oh my God.
Exactly.
I mean, it is like,
exactly.
Like, how, like, it's just like, how dare you?
But where did the audacity come from? Like, for me, as an independent woman, I have a lot of things. Well, not a lot of things. Everything that I have is in my name. And everything that I have, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not the type of person that I look at a man and be like, okay, he don't have the same car as me, so I'm definitely not going to talk to him. Or he has a room and he doesn't have a crib himself, so I'm not going to talk to him. I think it's just, we need to be realistic when it comes to our standards. Mm-hmm. I think that's the issue. We be trying to build a nigga or build a bitch. And it's whenever we find a bitch or a nigga that you feel me? We be trying to build these folks. And it's like, whenever we have the chance to meet the person that we build, there's portions of them that do not, they can't do anything for us mentally, physically. They're just there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, we can ask for these kind of things, whether it's tangible or intangible, but there's always going to be a portion that's not going to make us happy. He can have, or she can have, whatever they may have, but it's like, what comes with it? You feel me?
Yeah.
You can have the job, you can have the car, you can have the lifestyle, but if you don't have the personality or the trust or whatever the case may be, that's intangible, I don't want that in my life. You can have everything I want and more, but if you don't come with the love and the heart and the genuine aspect that I'm actually looking for in a partner firsthand, I don't want that. Fuck the tangible stuff. Fuck the bag and the car and the purse or whatever the case may be. What come with what's in it, what's in the heart?
Yeah, that is huge. That's huge because, like, when you make the demands, like, just even as a person, like, when you make demands that you yourself cannot keep up with, not only are you painting a picture of a false reality, but you're placing not only unnecessary expectations, but unrealistic expectations on someone else that you yourself cannot attain. And I just feel like that is unfair to not only the person that they're putting that expectation on, but also to the person who's placing the expectation, because basically you're freeloading. And it's like, what right or what audacity do you have to reap the harvest of somebody else's sowing? Like, I work
right hard,
and now you just finna come and you finna take my stuff? What?
I just find it so cringy how some women sit around and complain saying they want, I'ma just throw an example, I want a Chanel bag, girl, I want a Birkin bag. And it's like, girl, you can't go get it yourself. Like, you gotta wait until Jeremiah or Nick or Kendra come along for you to take your hand out and ask for something. Like, why would you not want your own? Yeah. I think I don't understand this whole topic. It's cringy because it's like, why do a lot of women don't want to get it for themselves? Why do you have to wait until you're in a relationship, or you got to wait until someone else comes into the picture for you to actually want to go get something? I will never reach my hand out and ask a man to go get me something that I can't get myself. If I want to go get me a lobster with macaroni and cheese and I can go get it myself, I'm going to go get it myself. I'm going to mention it to you. You know, maybe we can go share the lobster mac, but I'm not going to come up to you, I want the lobster mac, when I could have got the lobster mac myself with a tequila, with the lime, and with the orange, and the whatever I want to sign my drink. You feel me? I don't get it.
100%. Cause I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's cringy, but at the same time, like, on the other side of the coin, because I don't want to leave out the small percentage that's on the other side. There are some women and men alike that will make demands, and there are some men and women alike that will literally meet those demands with no questions asked. But, like, me personally, I just feel like that is so unfair, because then I feel like, you know, that person is leeching off that other person. Or, you know,
right.
I feel like, you know, that's almost like a trick situation.
Yes. Like, yes, asking, but not giving.
Like, you know, you're not my boyfriend, you're not my girlfriend, you're not my partner. At that point, you just my trick. Because it's like...
Right.
And I hate to say this because I did say before, it's not about what you can do for me. But in situations like that, it's almost like, okay, I'm doing this for him or her. And what are they doing for me? Like, what can for me? I mean, at some point you have to look past the pretty face, the nice body. At some point you have to look past the tangible stuff and be like, okay, I've been doing this for too long. Like, what if this person is not doing anything, you know, for me, you know, tangibly, like, how is this person making my life better? Like, what, like, you really need to sit down and like ask yourself that.
Right.
Like, what? How is this person making me a better person today than I was yesterday? Or how is this person going to make me a better person tomorrow than I was today? Because if all I am doing is, you know, working over all, you know, all this money or all this time, if I am making this investment and not getting a return on it, then it's no longer an asset, it's a liability.
And when you're
in relationships, relationships should always be assets. They should value. When I'm dating you, the moment you should be more valuable to me. I marry you and on than you were to me when I first met you and we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
In a relationship, your value should only go up. It's almost like when you're like watering a plant. Obviously, if you don't water it, it's not going to grow. But as you water it and as it grows, if it's like a fruit bearing plant, then fruit's gonna come from it. And what you do with that fruit, you eat that shit. You eat it for life. Like, if I'm mm-hmm. in a relationship, if I'm in a relationship and I'm watering you and I'm nurturing you, and we're growing together. Ultimately, whatever fruit is coming out of that relationship, we're gonna use that to eat for life. But it is a two-way street. It is the gardener's job to water the tree, to nurture it, to prune it, make sure no, you know, dead branches or leaves are growing on it. But it is also the plant's job to grow, to soak up those nutrients, and to bear that fruit. Like, everybody has a responsibility in everything, and that's just how the world works. Everybody,
a functional relationship works, right?
Yeah, like that. In even aside from like the personal relationships, that's literally just how the relationship world works. If there was no sun, the planets literally would not have anything to revolve around. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. everything plays a part. So, like, if money is like the foundation, or if, you know, if you have a problem with spending your own money in a relationship, or, you know, if you feel like you should be cashed out with, you know, out having to, you know, give anything in return. And I'm not saying that's what Miami was saying in this situation, but a lot of us do have that mentality. Then yeah, I feel like it is better off that you do be single and you learn how to love properly. Because then, like I said, the relationship is not genuine, and there's no telling, you know, what you will allow in a relationship just because that other person, you know, is supporting you financially or they're supporting you tangibly. There's no telling what you will allow. Oh yeah, because like, it'll leave room for, you know, abuse, but oh, this person is buying me gifts and this person is, you know, decking me out in all the freshest stuff. So it's okay. And
you want to use that as an excuse or as a cover up to make it seem as though the relationship is really as genuine as it seems, when it's really not.
Right. But mm-hmm. We're going to save that for the second part of the show. I'm not going to get into it right now. But before we get into the second part of the show, we're going to go to another quick break. If y'all are still with us, thank you for staying tuned into the Acquired Taste podcast. We will be back after a brief message from our sponsor. Another quick break. We'll see you soon. And welcome back to the show, Taste Buds. If you're still with us, once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are hopping into the second part of the show. If you are just now tuning in, last part we were talking about, you know, relationships and what factors should determine, you know, a quality relationship. And now we are going to talk about, as we ended the last segment, you know, we talked about, you know, when you have, you know, a certain status, or, you know, you have a certain level of capital, you know, attached to your name, it leaves room for, you know, whatever to happen. You'll start to, you know, allow, you know, certain things to happen because, you know, your significant other, you know, either has money or he has, you know, something that keeps you there. Well, as a segue into that, there was another video clip going around which featured a young lady by the name of Megan J, I believe, who from what I know and from what I recall, I believe she was on a past season of Bad Girls Club, but she was also featured in a newer show, which is on a streaming service I don't know the name of, so my apologies for that. But she's sort of, you know, said something along the lines of, it is okay for her man to cheat respectfully, which sort of, you know, raised some question marks. So by her definition, cheating respectfully is, you know, cheating that, you know, she doesn't know about. And her words were, you know, all men cheat, so, you know, she expects her man to cheat, but as long as, you know, he doesn't bring home an STD, or, you know, he doesn't bring home a baby, then it's totally fine. Then it's totally fine. He can cheat, you know, as long as he wears a condom. Then she goes on to say, you know, her only three deal breakers are, you know, if he comes home with an STD, or if he has a baby, or if he was gay. So, yeah, cheating respectfully, is that a thing, or how you feel about that, Rob?
Like, I just have so many questions. Like, what made you think one day I'm gonna go let him cheat? It's just like, in her position, does he let her cheat? You get what I'm saying? Like, why is she so vocal about that?
Questions that need answers.
Like, we are normalizing stuff that should not be a standard. When I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm not gonna be like, okay, it's me and you, but I'm gonna make it to where you can do whatever you want. Don't tell me. Be safe about it. But you still gonna come home to me. Like, why is that standard? Even a standard? Yeah. That I feel like that's so insecure. I just don't feel like people with that type of platform, to where she's on television, you know, a lot of people are looking at her, they shouldn't make that known to where that should be normalized. I don't like that. You don't come home with a baby or an STD, wear condoms, and don't come home if you had sex with the same sex. I don't get it. I don't get it. That's embarrassing, is it not? Bill? Tell me, is that embarrassing?
I'm embarrassed for her. I'm embarrassed as hell for her, because this is my thing. To answer the question, is cheating respectfully a thing or not? Hell no.
No, sir.
How do you respectfully cheat on somebody?
How was that respect?
So for one, how do you respectfully break someone's trust? How do you respectfully be disloyal? Okay, so let's take out the word cheating, and let's, like, you know, say it for what it is. How do you respectfully go behind your significant other's back and engage in romantic and or sexual activity with someone else?
Like, there is no respect.
Not only is it disrespectful to her from her partner, but it is all, she's also disrespecting her, you know what? No, actually, I'm not going to say that because.
What she, you got to say? What you mean?
No, I'm not going to say that because you know what? I'm not going to speak for her. She is totally entitled to feel how she feels. And if that is her cup of tea, well, then she can drink it. But that is not a cup of tea that I will ever drink in my life because I personally feel like that is so disrespectful and it destroys what a relationship should be. Why should I trust you with, you know, literally everything. If I'm in a relationship with you, I'm literally trusting you with everything that I have. I'm even trusting you with stuff that I don't have. But you take that liberty and you go share that with somebody else.
I don't like this idea. I don't like the idea of you being able to come home to me but do what you want to. Because my name is being thrown out there. Let's say I'm dating John out there having sex with Caroline bragging about how she having sex with John, but Caroline knows that he's my man. She's like, bragging on somebody that comes home to me when she did what she had to do with him disrespectfully. I'm not even gonna blame the girl that had sex or whatever the case may be with Megan's boyfriend or whatever he is, but it's just kind of like, that's when you're in a relationship with someone, you're painting, you guys are one. You mentioned that in the last segment. You guys are as one.
Yes.
You feel me? So and it's like when you bring that business into y'all's relationship, it's a reflection of you.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? It's a reflection. That, so why would you tolerate that?
And I guess,
letting him do what you do, but are you able to do what you do?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That is exactly because I can bet money. I can bet money that he is not extending that same grace to her. Because if I know anything about men are very territorial. Men tend to be very possessive. Men, when it comes, like, hey, that's mine. What's mine is mine. That's my baby. That's my boo thing. That's who. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
But Milton, let me tell you something real quick. This a little short story. I'm gonna make it real short because I know we have time. But check this out. Not too long ago, I was talking to this guy, right? I'm gonna leave all names out due to privacy reasons. But I was talking to this guy. He's about the same age as me. We go to the same school, whatever. 22, 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we started hanging out, started doing what we do. And I texted him not too long ago, late night during one of my shifts. It was just a normal conversation that we had, right? He didn't text back for a couple hours. And then all of a sudden, I received 3 missed calls. I called the number back, and I heard a woman in the background in the TV. So I didn't hear anything else except like a woman in the background. So I hung up and I texted him. I said, are you okay? Why did I get, I'm coming to you as a woman, I'm his wife text?
Oh.
And then I received a FaceTime call. Long story short, she said, we are in a committed relationship, but I'm giving you permission to do what you want with him. Just as long as I know who you are. Milton, I cannot make this up. And you know what was even more crazier? She's pregnant and they have 2 kids together. She's pregnant and she.
Oh, yeah. God.
She was like, you can do what you want to. She said, you can do what you that want to. Right. How was that respectful? I don't.
That's not funny. Well, first and foremost, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to his wife. Sorry to that man that he is just. Oh man! Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't believe that there is a.
It made me feel gross because it's like, as a woman, why would you accept that? Why would you feel like calling somebody else like, yo, it's okay to do what you want to with my man? I just want to make sure I know about it. I don't get it.
Yeah, like, oh man. Well, I mean, if she knows, I mean, if she knows, then that sparks the question: is it really cheating? I mean, that because then you know that opens up a whole nother door. In a committed relationship, are they in a non-monogamous relationship? Are they in an open relationship? You know, they could be whatever. I mean, as long, I feel like it's personally, I mean, I don't know too much about, you know, polygamy and, you know, polyamory, whatever you want to call it. But me personally, I don't think it's cheating if the other person knows and if the other person is okay.
I just don't agree with the one-way open relationship to where one person is able to do what they want and the other person isn't. You feel me? I don't get that. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Do what you want in a relationship, but it's kind of like, from my standpoint, I feel so uncomfortable because it's like, why is this normalized? Like, you get what I'm saying? I don't feel as though it's a full relationship if it's you, me, and other people that you doing what you do with. I just don't feel comfortable with that. Like I said, it's us creating these terms like cheating respectfully. First of all, that's not a thing. I just feel like that. So you might as well just say you're in an open relationship.
Or a one-way open relationship. Like, you might as well, is because there literally is no way to cheat respectfully. I don't care how you cut it, which way you want to slice the cake. There's no way to respectfully cheat because, like, the definition of cheating is break the trust of your significant other by going behind, you know, romantic gestures with another person outside of the relationship. There's no way to respectfully disrespect someone. That's literally all it is disrespect. And I mean, but like I said, like, this is a no judgment zone. Who am I to judge her?
But because the thing was that you could tell she was so frustrated. Because I think it was just crazy the way the situation was, because I've never been in that type of position. You know, I've never been in a position to where I was talking to somebody and they were in a fully committed relationship, but the other party was so open. She was just upset that she I don't know, it was a lot going on. It's still new to me, but it was just so strange how she brought that to me as if I had something to do with it when it was with her husband, her so-called husband. You get what I'm saying? So I think kind of piggybacking on what Megan said, as long as she doesn't know about it, and as long as condoms or whatever, no babies, whatever the case may be, I see what she's saying. But at the same time, it's like somebody like me who is so selfish, that's the Scorpio in me. I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm speaking for all Scorpios, but for someone as me, as territorial and as, you know, unified as I am, I just find it disrespectful. I don't like the idea of who comes home to me to be out with other people. I just, you know, people's respect is defined in different ways. I completely understand that communication is solely based upon two people's relationship, but I just don't like the idea, especially if it's just one person just doing whatever they want to do.
All right, taste buds, and we are back. I probably should have announced that we were going to a break, but due to time constraints, I was not able to. But I will have y'all know that Robin finished her story, so we gonna hop back into that, because that was a story. First and foremost, I'm sorry that happened to you.
And, look, you live and you learn. You live and you learn.
And like I said, like, sorry to his wife, sorry to him for even doing that. Like, what is?
I apologize to her. I'm so sorry. I did not know. Be careful out there, ladies. Be careful.
Be extremely careful. Because, like, the fact that, like, people are, like, there are people out here that are doing that. And it's, I don't know. Like I said, like, I don't know too much about the, you know, polygamy and stuff like that. And if that is you, like, make sure that you and your partner have a mutual understanding of what's going on. And to Miss Megan, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Like I said, I'm not going to judge you. If that works for you, that works for you. But I just don't believe there is a way to respectfully cheat. Because cheating in and of itself is disrespect. You cannot respectfully disrespect somebody. And I mean, we can agree to disagree, but cheating is definitely disrespect when you violate it. And if you're going to allow that, you might as well not even be in a relationship. You might as well just be friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm. Or,
you know,
mm-hmm.
just have no strings attached.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But even so, like, I do honestly believe, like, even going back to our first topic, like, I do believe that there is something there within that relationship that is making her stay and tolerate that.
Right. Right. We don't know what it is, but we don't know. I don't want to know.
I don't either. I don't even want to experience that. And, you know, I really do not. I don't even know how to where to go from here. Like, it is crazy, because it just goes to show, like, how far we've come, like, just how different the dynamic of relationships is.
But see, I think when we start normalizing things that we were not used to hearing or experiencing, we know it's not just us. Like, I'm not the only one that's quote unquote cheating respectfully. So that's when we'd be like, it's fine. Just if you hear about it, you know what's going on. I can't hop on that train. You know, to each his own, but just don't down other people that don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, mm-hmm. you know, some people are traditional, some people are not. Just let's just not down those that are against it, because I wasn't built like that. I've never heard about that growing up. My parents never did that. You know, that's, to my knowledge, that's just not what I'm, you know, not used to or accustomed to.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, to each their own, but mm-hmm. I just, you know, hey, for all of y'all out there that are cheating respectfully, please at least have the decency to let your partner know.
Let him know, please.
And at least ask them if they will be okay with it. You never know.
And the third party too,
because you know they might be down with the get down, and they might want to get down together. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, just like I said, like, a relationship is not a relationship without honesty, loyalty, and trust, and mother freaking communication. I forgot that. Like,
that's big. Talk to your partner.
Communicate, dude. Communicate. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Like, yeah. But enough about the celebrities.
I almost took a shot.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to take one after this, too. Yeah, it just, I don't know. It's crazy. But enough about them. Let's talk about us. So now I've got a little game for us to play that's gonna tie into this episode, and this will be our last little activity before, you know, we make the closing remarks and we get out of here. Let's play a game of Would You Rather Relationship Edition.
Let's do it.
How this is going to go is I have five questions or prompts, you know, would you rather, and we're each gonna pick one, what we would rather do in said relationship. Ooh. And, you know, we're gonna give a little brief explanation. So since I have the questions on my end, I'm gonna go ahead and ask these. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm sweating a little bit, but I'm ready.
Okay, so our first prompt: would you rather date someone you trust but don't love, or date someone you love but don't trust?
Ooh. Trust is such a deep foundation on a relationship. Ooh. I would trust them but don't love them. I'm trying to think, is there a good explanation with it?
You want me to go? Or
I'll go ahead. Let me see if I can cook up something. Go ahead.
Okay. So I would rather date someone. I would rather date someone that I trust but don't love. And here's why. Because once you break trust, it is hard to get that back.
It's hard to do that. It's hard to trust and love again. Oh gosh, that's a good one.
But it is easier, I feel like, because love is such a an uncontrollable feeling. You can learn to love.
Mm-hmm.
So like I can trust this person so much that it would in turn make me love this person or make me fall in love with this person. That's just how I personally feel. I don't know if that's, you know,
by dictionary
definition. I don't know if that's totally correct, but I know me as an individual, if I trust you enough, like even with my friends, like, I tell all my friends, you know, I love them to death. But that's because, you know, I have an insurmountable amount of trust in them,
right?
And
right.
So like if I can trust you, then the love is gonna come. But there are some people that I love that I just cannot trust.
That's a fact. And I think we run into a lot of those type of people as we get older and decide who we want to settle down with. You know, it's not really either or, it's just what's the balance of both.
And also I think that, and I should have said this in the last segment, I think that also plays a factor in what we allow in relationships, because maybe, you know, people are, you know, cheating respectfully now because the trust was broken. And so now that's what they used to. And because they love that person so much,
mm-hmm.
that they're willing to sacrifice trust in the name of love. You get what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's just how I feel about that. So. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to move on to the next one?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Would you rather your partner's personality be exactly like yours, or your partner's personality to be the complete opposite of yours?
Woo! I'm a loud individual, and I love expressing myself. I would rather choose my partner to have the same personality as me, just because we're going to have fun. We may butt heads, you know. But I feel as though, like, if I had somebody with similar characteristics and, well, you said exact. Oof, I don't know if I think I can date myself. So
if they are exactly the same.
So oh, Robin, God.
If there was a male version of Robin.
I would date him. I have a lot to handle, but I got a lot of love to offer.
So if relevant Robert was just out here. And he came, and you know, he tried to scoop you up. What you doing? You taking him?
I'm gonna come get him. I got you. Here I come. Here I come. We're gonna be relevant together.
Oh, okay. The relevant Robs. Okay, I'm here for it.
What about you?
I'm all about opposites. Opposites attract.
Mm, okay.
If they didn't, magnets wouldn't be a thing.
So, yes.
even though I'm talkative and I'm like expressive now because like, you know, this is what I do. But like in my natural state, like in my most comfortable, like I'm very laid back. Like I'm a man of few words. Like I don't say much.
Mm.
So like I like when I have that, you know, expressive partner or that, you know, that expressive counterpart, because I'm the type of person that feeds off energy. Like I'm not a very I'm expressive, but I'm not like unnecessarily expressive. Like I just won't wake up and be like, whoa, it's a beautiful day. Like, you know, thank God for the trees, thank God for the sky. You know, but that is somebody that I would want in a partner, because like, even though I may feel that internally, I won't necessarily, you know, outwardly express that. So to have someone that would outwardly express that and that is comfortably outward expressing that, like, I just feel like, I think that is so attractive, because if I can feed off that energy, like that's just awesome. Like, and that's what you're supposed to do, you know, when you're in a partnership or a relationship, you know, you feed off of each other.
That's a fact. I like that. I do like that.
And like I said, like opposites attract. I don't know. That's probably why, you know, some of the women I deal with are so crazy now. That's probably why I am so attracted to crazy women, because I'm just not crazy and I just need to live vicariously.
Don't say crazy. Don't say that.
Well, they crazy to me. So some of the ones that I've talked to the best have been a little cray cray.
Oh wow.
I have my crazy moments too though. I have my crazy moments.
We all do.
But I don't know. It's just something about a woman who is, you know, just unapologetically outwardly expressive, and you know, is just not afraid to be feisty. Like I don't know. I like that shit. I don't know if there's something wrong with me, but I don't know. It just makes me like, yes, if I were, you know, comfortable enough to be, you know, outwardly expressive, or not saying that I'm not, it's just like I'm just a very reserved person. That's just who I am. But in my partner, like that, like I want somebody that is opposite of me. I want somebody that's gonna show me something different. And in turn, like if you're dating somebody the opposite of you, they might bring out characteristics in you that you didn't even know you had.
I can relate to that. That's very true. For me, being so expressive and finding somebody that's not as expressive, or they're not, I want to say they're out of my comfort zone, but a little bit more reserved as me, it'll really show myself how different I can be and a different form of myself that I never knew before. Like I've talked to guys that brought out the artistic side of me. I brought out guys that brought out the feisty side, and the list goes on, but I can see where the balance goes. It's just like with where I'm at right now, where I'm just always on the go and I'm so expressive. I do have time to chill, but it's like those times where I'm just like to myself, I just want to be as expressive as I can, but I do need my quiet moments. So I guess I see where the whole opposites attract. I see where that comes from. So what you said makes complete sense. So shoot, God, you gotta be listening. You know, bring me a mixture of both, you know.
Yeah.
Bring me a mixture of both.
All right. We're gonna move on to the next. We are going to move on to the next. What are we, two in? So we got three left. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you rather?
Ooh.
And I guess for time constraints, because I didn't realize I talked so long. See, because I'm so talkative. Okay. And damn, I'm literally about to start talking again. Let me ask this question. Oh my God. Okay. Would you rather your partner has no ambition or goals but can hang out with you anytime, or your partner be extremely successful but too busy to see you as much as you'd like?
Oh gosh. If they're reaching their goals and they're doing what they need to be happy and fulfill what they feel like their purpose is in life, I would let them be ambitious. And it's kind of like, I don't want to sacrifice both of our happiness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I will let them have their ambition and their goals, honestly. If I truly love you, I'm going to let you do what makes you happy. And I'm going to find a way to balance it out to where I know I can make sure I'm good and make sure you're good. But I need to make sure you in life, you're happy. You know what you need to do to make yourself supported. So
I agree 110%. And this is coming from both sides. This is because like I've been on both sides of this question. Like there have been people that I have dated because like me. Like, I like to ask questions, and, like, one of the first questions that I ask is, you know, like, oh, so what do you want to do? Like, what do you want to do in the future? Like, where do you see yourself? Da 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 da. And I have had, you know, women that I've dated, you know, some don't know what they want to do at all. And it's just like, and then like when I would expound, like, it was literally just like emptiness. Mm-hmm. So like, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather you be too busy for me than for you to be too accessible to me. Because if you're too accessible to me, then if you're always available for me, then it's like when I can't be available for you, then it'll be a problem because you're so used to me being there that you won't be able to function when I'm not there. You get what I'm saying?
I completely understand. I've been on both sides of the spectrum. So like I said, where I'm at right now, being so busy and with what I have going on, I don't know. I like the idea of planning things. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're both busy. We both doing what we got to do. We're both happy. But I like the idea of, okay, so we can't meet Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Let's see what we can do Monday. You know, I like the idea of you being busy and booked rather than you just sitting around waiting for something to happen.
Yes. And even though in like, when, as far as relationships go, you know, even though I may not be able to see you as much as I'd like, I'd make the most of the time that I do have with you, because there's no telling, like, we may be in grind season now, so you know, we can have as much time as we want with each other, you know, later. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, it's much appreciated. The older I get, as busy as we are, whenever we settle time, I appreciate any time that a man gives me.
No, facts. Like, facts. Because like, especially for me, like, I'm real big on, like, you know, goals and ambitions. Like, because I have, like, I myself, like, I have pretty big, you know, dreams and aspirations. And, like, I'm always on go mode. Like, I'm literally, like, just, like, you can literally ask my family, you can ask my friends, like, the amount of time, like, I'm not even as accessible to them as I want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think me personally, like, I do need to get out of that. Like, I need to make myself more accessible. But like, it's just like when you have an end goal in mind, it's almost like a race. Like, when you're racing, you don't have time to stop for, you know, water breaks and whatnot, because somebody's gonna pass you up.
Right, that's a fact. That's a complete fact. And I hope everybody hears that, because that's with the age range that we're in right now. I just want to say, let's say under 30. We're in our prime. So it's like, we kind of want to be selfish to where we want to make sure we reach our goals so that later in life, whenever we do settle down and have families, we are good. Everybody's eating, including ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. But yeah, like, that's just how I feel about that. Like, I'd rather you be too busy for me. That way I know when I got your time, I got all your time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now we are to get into, okay, it's about to get, we are going break, then we are going to hop into these next two questions, because are a little bit juicy. So we will be back after a brief break. All right, and we are back for the last segment. So we are still continuing Would You Rather, but we have upped the stakes a little bit. The questions have gotten just a tad bit juicier. But yeah, we're gonna head and we're gonna go into these questions. Are you ready, Rob?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I was born ready. All right, so would you rather to never be able to kiss your partner again, or never be able to hug or cuddle your partner again?
I would want to never be able to kiss my partner again, just because that cuddling and that intimate moment is just so sentimental to me. Kissing, you know, you can save that. You know, there's a whole bunch of other things you can do to replace that. But that whole you know, feeling of me just hugging you, feeling you, just, I you can't replace that. That's so sentimental.
Yeah, okay, okay. I feel it.
I mean, there's other things you can do. You can kiss other things. Are we talking about kiss like on the mouth?
I'm assuming that they're talking about, you know, kissing on the mouth.
Oh, okay. So if it's just kiss on the mouth, that's fine. We can skip that and do other things. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's no places.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you. And I'm on board 100%. I'd rather, you know, never be able to kiss my partner again. I mean, I don't really think, like, I'm not a real big kisser on the lips like that anyway, just because, you know, I don't know.
You don't like kissing the lips?
It's, yes, but to a certain extent. Like, once it gets too messy, then it's just like, okay, yeah, this is nasty. Like,
okay.
Yeah, let's cool off. But like, what, like, so I took this quiz when I was in high school, and I actually took it after high school as well. It's the, you ever heard of the book The Five Love Languages?
Yes, I have. Yes.
So I took the test, and lo and behold, like, my love language is physical touch. Like, I like hugging. I like, you know, cuddling. Like, and then I do this thing, you know, where I like, you know, if like my hand is on their arm or something, like, I do this thing with my thumb where I like, you know, rub them or something. It's weird, but like, I just like having that, you know, physical, that intimacy. And like, it doesn't even have to be sexual, but like, just to, you know, share that moment. It's almost like, it's an intimate moment. That's all. Like, I'm gonna just leave it at that.
Right.
Next question, because we was about to go in a whole nother direction.
Nope.
Would you rather your partner be bad at sex and great at conversations, or your partner be great at sex and bad at conversations?
Bad at sex with great conversations, just because you can make stuff up. You know, you can, what's the word? You can play around it, but what I will say is I find it so attractive and so sexy to hear a man talk and to hear what's on their minds. You know, you can make it for the sex lab, you can replace it if that's what's on your mind, but to hear what you gotta say and us continuously building conversation, and I get to feed off what you gotta say, that type of energy, I kind of find that more enjoyable than sex. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's my take on it. Let me find out you opposed to it.
I honestly don't know, because like I said, like, in my natural element, like, I'm not much of a talker. Like, I'm lit, like, I literally will be perfectly comfortable in silence. But to a certain extent, though, like, I mean, you can, like, if you have no conversation at all, then I'm not going to entertain you. But I mean, I think you can navigate bad conversation just from speaking from the male perspective, though. I really just don't think you can navigate bad sex.
I believe you on that.
I think it's easier for women to navigate bad sex because, I mean, they know how they want to be pleasured, so I feel like they can instruct, you know, a man to be a man on how to pleasure them. I really don't think it would work the same way for us.
So you think it's two different sides?
I don't think I can tell a woman, like, hey, this is how, you know, I want to be pleasured or something. Because, like, when you think about sex has to be pleasurable for both people.
Right.
And for it to be, you know, good. If it's only good for one person and not good for the other, then it's like, eh. So yeah. I really don't know. If I had to pick one, though, I could probably pick, you know, I'd rather them be great at sex and bad at conversations, because I'm a talker. I can change the course of conversation. It just, these questions just need a little bit more context.
These questions, like, what? You feel bad? I need a little bit more descriptions.
Yeah, like, what do you mean by, like, bad at conversation? Like, they just don't talk? Because if they just don't talk, then in that case, then I would just have to, I would just have to sacrifice the bad sex. Because, like, no, like I really do like people. I really do like talking, and I do like, you know, people that talk back to me. Like I said, I feed off that energy. Mm-hmm. So, like, in that case, then I would rather them, you know, be bad at sex and great at conversations. Because, I mean, it's not just like, you know, I'm just out here, you know, fiending for sex, because it's really not that serious.
You're right. But it's not.
Just don't be horrible.
That's, I'm like, what's the extent of being bad?
Because, like, I don't, I just, that's a, that's a conversation for a whole other
episode. That's a different type of discussion.
What constitutes bad sex? That's gonna be another.
Let's go on that. Maybe we got some things to say about that. But next question. Next question, please.
And our last question. In honor of Miss Megan J. Would you rather have to secretly cheat on your partner once a month or watch your partner sleep with someone else once a month?
Ooh. Megan J, girl, why you got us out here like this? Let me think. So I have the ability to cheat on my partner once a month without him knowing it.
So would you rather have to secretly cheat on your partner once a month or watch your partner sleep with someone else once a month?
You know, I'm a watch, so I can see what's going on. At least I see it. I know Megan's probably over there clapping. She's probably like, yes, girl, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's just like, the secrets, I don't want that within our relationship. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see it, I might chime in. But if I see it, I'm gonna see what's going on.
Not you gonna chime in, okay.
We'll see. It's like I said, as long as I can see it. Milton, dang, you gotta be going against what I was saying earlier.
Well, you scared me a little bit. I thought you were gonna say, you know, you would rather secretly cheat on your partner.
But I'm not trying to block my blessings, because I don't want him to be like, but you said on that podcast that you would.
But see, you had to choose. That don't mean that's what you would, though.
You know what? I'm gonna get secrets. You know, I know it's a wish you rather, but I'm gonna get secrets. I want to know what's going on. I'd rather you communicate and tell me what's going on. And if I gotta see it, I gotta see it. At least I see it.
I respect that. And literally my answer is the same. I would rather watch, because me personally, like, I know how it feels to have that trust broken, like, I would not want to break that trust. I wouldn't want to break that trust.
Mm-hmm. It's deceptive. For somebody. It hurts.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's just not a good feeling. So, and I wouldn't want, I'm a firm believer in treating others how you want to be treated. And I just would not want anybody, I wouldn't want anybody to go through that. Because that is like, when you share some intimacy like that with somebody else, like, that's, ooh.
That's a piece of you being given to them.
Yeah, that hurts. Mm-hmm. That hurts. So, yeah, that is that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean... What a show.
It was great. This is great. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you for being a guest on the show. Like, I'm so glad that you reached out and wanted to be a part. And for those of y'all that don't know, this was actually Robin's idea for this show to discuss these topics. So this The outcome of this show, all the credit goes to her. I'm not.
I appreciate it. No, it's all up to you. I appreciate you. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you.
Yes, and you know what? You're welcome. And thank you, because I did not know that we were going to talk this long about these topics, but it was a very interesting and entertaining conversation. So thank you for bringing the material. Thank you for bringing the conversation. Thank you for making this fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very enjoyable.
I definitely hope that we can do this again. But I know you mentioned it earlier, but how can the people get in touch with you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram. My name is Relevant Robin, Robin with the Y, R-O-B-Y-N. I'm not as active on Twitter, but I may reopen the account so we can be active and interact some more. But for right now, just follow me on Instagram. Again, it's relevant dot as in period, Robin, R-O-B-Y-N.
All right, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it here. Y'all can get in touch with her on IG. At relevant.robin. Hold on, since we're talking about relationships, Robin, are those DMs open? Are those
baby, DMs they open. Shoot shot. Be prepared. That's all I'm going to say. Be prepared. I am single. Are you single? Nope. That's the question. Huh? Are you single?
Am I single? That is a question.
It's man, a
we
no
are
question.
Out of time. We are out of time.
So that tells everybody hearing he is single. He didn't or is he?
I am currently seeing someone. I am currently seeing someone. Yes, wow. I am currently seeing
someone. Okay, ignore what I said. So. Ignore what I said.
Yeah, so please do not slide in my DMs because
You will catch some hands. Don't do that. Respect me.
I will.
So redirect the energy towards me, relevant.robin.
Fellas, ladies, if you know that's that thing. Relevant.robin. Y'all know where to go. But if y'all want to get in touch, with me, you can follow me on Instagram and at Twitter at I am Milton J. Like I said at the beginning of the show, it's all one word, no spaces, no periods, no underscores, none of that. Just I am Milton J. Yeah, that's how you can get in touch with me. And if you want to stay in touch with the podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at The Acquired Taste. Oh, hold on. Let me check to see. I'm about to get the wrong thing. Hold on. I don't know if it is. Yes. Okay. You can follow us on Instagram at The Acquired Taste Pod. That is at The Acquired Taste Pod. If you want to shoot us some mail to let us know what you think about the show, you can email us. You can email us at The Acquired Taste Podcast at gmail.com. At The Acquired, damn it, at The Acquired Taste Pod at gmail.com. Hold on.
Wait, sir. Hold on. Don't give him the.
Let me look up this email. Y'all, I'm saying. Look, I'm so excited. I don't even know what I'm doing with my life. At The Acquired Taste Pod at gmail.com. That is what it is. I had it right the first time. It is at The Acquired Taste Pod at gmail.com. Shoot us some mail. Let us know what you thought about the show. Shoot us some ideas for future show topics. And soon I will be opening up the line for viewers to call in and, you know, send us voice messages to let us know what you think about the show. I will have a segment of the show specifically dedicated to our listeners. So, yes, that is how you can get in touch with us at The Acquired Taste Pod on Instagram and at The Acquired Taste Pod at gmail.com by email. Robin, thank you for being a guest on the show. I appreciate you. And we had a very, very entertaining conversation. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you once again. Thanks, everybody.
All right, Taste Buds. This is I Am Milton J and Relevant Robin signing out. Yo, 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 Milton Jackson here from the Acquired Taste Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode of the podcast, do me a favor and hit subscribe and become a part of an elite group of people that I like to call my taste buds. That way you'll get first access to any and all episodes that I drop from here on out. Thank you for tuning in, and I can't wait to drop more episodes for you guys.